Ross Perot, the Reform Party's presidential candidate, was in Boston today. Hundreds of his supporters from all over New England filled Faneuil Hall to hear him speak. Perot endorsed Massachusetts Governor William Weld over incumbent Senator John Kerry. But most of Perot's remarks were reserved for criticism of President Clinton. Here are some excerpts of Perot's speech.
Our president has been subjected to numerous criminal investigations and scandals. A number of his friends and business associates, including a White House staff member, have been convicted and put in jail. The president refuses to say whether or not he's going to pardon these people after he's elected. Are you going to put anybody in the White House that will pardon criminals that were part of a crooked deal that he was involved with? What in the world has happened to this country that right there is not a sense of outrage?
We need reform.
We have special prosecutors still investigating the president and his wife's involvement in these matters that he may pardon these people for. I think we should demand a yes or no before November the 6th. We're headed toward a second Watergate. I want every voter to think about this. We're headed toward a second Watergate. Watergate will take two years. We won't get any work done. We'll sit around and watch it like it's the O.J. trial. But our country will be drifting at a time when we have problems that need to be solved. Can we agree that we don't have time for that?
Yeah.
All right. A couple of days ago, the New York Times, it's a big two-column editorial. Rarely do you see a two-full-column editorial. That whole part of the page right there, endorsing President Clinton for a second term. But guess what? Over a fourth of it is saying, but you've got to shape up and clean up your character. That's like saying to Al Capone that we're going to make you Secretary of Treasury, but Al, you've got to stop robbing banks, right? Okay. Here's what they said. Many people don't trust him or believe him to be a person of character. The president should pledge not to pardon anyone convicted in prosecutions arising from Whitewater, the White House travel office, the mishandling of FBI files, or the raising of funds for his campaigns. He should promise that he, the First Lady, and every member of the executive branch will cooperate with all investigations, whether they're from the Justice Department, a special prosecutor, or a congressional committee. Read this editorial. They're basically asking him to have a character transplant in midlife. Now, you've been around a long time. A lot of you are what I call road scholars. That's R-O-A-D scholars, street smart with common sense. How many people in their midlife had much of a character change? Not too many. The president pledged in 1993 at the inaugural address. Now, can't get a more important speech than that, to reform politics so that power and privilege no longer shout down the voice of the people. And after that, he's gone from one $50,000 a plate fundraiser to another, gone to Asia to get money, and so on and so forth. The whole question is, do you really believe that he would keep the promises he makes after 1996? And I ask you to remember this. There are all kinds of broken promises in the last 4 years. Reporters were aggressively saying, why doesn't the president keep his promises? And one of his top staffers, George Stephanopoulos, said, the president keeps the promises he intends to keep. Would you hire somebody that didn't tell you the truth, that wasn't honest and trustworthy? No. Would you let them wash dishes in a restaurant? No. You sure wouldn't let them around the cash register, right? Why would you give them the most important job in the world? That's in your hands. It's up to you.
Reform Party presidential candidate Ross Perot speaking to supporters today in Boston's Faneuil Hall.